gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, January 22nd, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Genevieve Peters-Scott. She is an announced candidate running as a Republican for the U.S. Senate primary election coming up on August 4th. Good morning, Genevieve.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you?
I'm cold and freezing to death and can't wait for Tiger baseball in April.
Well, agreed, for sure. Well,
what I want to do is introduce you to our radio family and those listening to this podcast. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where were you raised, where did you grow up, your education, family status, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, born and raised in Detroit, let's say I lived the American dream. So our family owned our home. My dad, he was working on the factory floor. He worked making transmissions for GM at the Warren plant.
Oh,
my
yeah.
mom worked at, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
My mom worked at a diner. My grandfather worked at Hudson Motor in downtown Detroit. I was I'm a third generation Michigander, went to public schools until high school, and that was because of bad government policy. I am a victim of busing back in the 70s, where they plucked me out of my seventh grade school, a classroom, and took me what felt like hours away from my home to put me into a school that nobody wanted us. And, of course, we didn't want to leave our little schools, but it was based on bad government policy.
Let me stop you right there. Where did you live? What cities? Where was your local schools located?
All in Detroit. Born and raised in Detroit.
Okay.
All the way through college.
But you had better schools in your local neighborhood, and they bused you. Where did they bus you to?
It was called Joy Middle School. For anyone that's in the Detroit area. But yeah,
sure.
So they took us out. Yep, they took us out. It was a program that they were trying to integrate the schools, and the schools that were doing poorly, they were mixing the, you know, children up together. And
Got it. Did you end up going to college, or did you go right into the private sector?
Yep, I went into college. I went to Western Michigan University. Go Broncos. We just became national champions for the first time.
Right. And what did you get your degree in?
So sociology was my major, and then political science was my minor.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. Now, fast forward, as you graduated, got married, had a family. Tell us about that.
No, actually, I didn't. I went 2 more years after I got my bachelor's. I went 2 more years to school in California. I got some teaching. I started my career in teaching. Then I started traveling internationally. I've been to 30 different countries, never got married until just recently. So,
Oh, very cool.
yeah. So never got married. Then recently got married 3 years ago. Been with my husband 4.5 years, and we live now in the Royal Oak area.
Got it, Oakland County.
Yes.
Very cool, cool, cool. Well, we're going to go and do a short break here. And when we get back, I want to talk about those 30 countries. I want to talk about, your travels and what did you do in that. And, I guess that kind of gave you a perspective of the United States from outside our country and talk about that. And also ask you, why in the heck do you want to run for the U.S. Senate and go to Washington, D.C.? So
All
we're going to
right.
take a short break with
Awesome.
Genevieve Peters Scott. We'll take a short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break, Genevieve Peters Scott. She's an announced candidate running for U.S. Senate as a Republican in the August 4th primary election. Genevieve, you mentioned after college, traveling abroad for business, I'm assuming, 30 countries. Well, what did you do during that time period? Where did you go and what did you experience?
It was phenomenal. As you know, a lot of us Americans don't get a lot of traveling abroad. And I was one of those, until like I said, until I was graduated from college a few years. And then I got a position teaching overseas, and I took it. It was in Switzerland. And my eyes opened so wide just to how different, obviously, countries operate. I will tell you, having traveled to so many countries, and nine of those countries were on the continent of Africa, I came home with such a renewed sense of pride and patriotism. And I think that that's also part of my story, Randy, for sure, is just seeing what we have here. The amazing country that we have, that we've continued to, this experiment that happened back in 1776, and how we have, you know, obviously done so much with so little. And yet, obviously, you know, kind of to your question about wanting to run and seeing so many things go awry, and that other countries don't have these kind of opportunities. Like I said, nine of those countries of the 30 were in Africa, many different countries and very different variations. I was in one country it was Zimbabwe, and they had such a water shortage that families of six had to use the same bath water. And that was, wow. That was absolute true.
I got a text message to interrupt you. What subject did you teach?
I taught history when I was an educator. I taught history and ESL. And I taught ESL because we had such a horrible, illegal alien situation in California. That's where I started my teaching career.
Okay, so, ESL, what is that?
English as a second language. My apologies.
Got it. You got to use words, not acronyms. I appreciate that. So as you went through that experience in California, obviously you got a perspective. When did you actually return back to Michigan?
In 2020.
Oh, okay. So you had a bunch of world travels, had a lot of experience. Yeah. Why in the heck? I mean, with you just getting married after all these years being successful, traveling abroad all across the world, why in the heck would you want to go into politics?
Well, I've actually been in politics for the last four decades. I say my claim to fame is while I was in college, I loved my professor. He wanted to be on the city council. So we all, you know, stumped for him and he went literally door knocking in Kalamazoo. We went to different events and passed out his literature. And he just, not only did he get elected, not only did we help him get elected, but we also, he also just retired last year.
Oh, wow.
Don Cooney. Yeah, you can look him up. Kind
of
crazy.
Very cool. So let me ask you this. As far as the structure of your campaign itself, are you wealthy enough to self-fund this campaign? Are you grassroots? Are you going to be taking donations? What's your campaign strategy?
So we are definitely taking donations. We're very grassroots. I've been a grassroots person. Like I said, I was the first one to publicly defy the mask mandate. It went viral. That was in Trader Joe's. I refused to wear a mask. They called the police on me. Again, the video went viral, 15 million, because I just refused to be forced to do something that I felt was unhealthy, and it was definitely unconstitutional for them to do so. I've also fought fiercely for election integrity, which I kind of have a cool story about with you, and I'm sure you don't remember me, but years ago in 2020, when the whole election went so south, I was one of them under my organization called Family America Project. We delivered over 300 letters totally denouncing the 2020 election and people wanting answers for what was going on in the Secretary of State's office. And I delivered it onto the Senate floor in a wheelbarrow. And I don't know if you remember that, but you were actually there.
Oh, yeah. I remember you. You're the wheelbarrow lady.
Yes.
Yes. Got it. Didn't know you at the time. I don't think we spoke, but I definitely remember you being there. Well, yeah. One of the things, the biggest challenges that I'm looking at, and I have a real problem with this, is Donald Trump got involved in Michigan politics, endorsed Mike Rogers in 2024's race against Elisa Slotkin, and he lost. Now he's choosing to run again. I truly believe, Genevieve, that he lives in Florida. I do not believe he lives in their state. And again, Donald Trump, for whatever reason, has endorsed them. How do you plan to overcome that kind of endorsement and that kind of support and be able to get your name out there and be able to explain to people we have options in this upcoming primary?
Excellent point. And that's exactly it, Tucker Randy, is getting my name out there, because that's really just the biggest mountain more than anything, because of the things that you have explained. So the concern is first of all, we have not had our values represented in the U.S. Senate for 32 years since Spencer Abram. And having an endorsement, and I love our president. I am so grateful. I am just so grateful that we have someone that has the spine of steel that he has, which is one of the biggest reasons that I've got to get up there, because I am truly about America first and Michigan first, and wanting to make sure that Congress actually does their job to represent the people. But in this case, in Michigan, you know, endorsements, they work in the primary, they don't work in the general election, and we saw that in 2024. So this is, you know, the named candidate, my opponent, he was endorsed by our president. He was in a state that our president won, and he was also on a ticket with our president, and he still was not able to beat a Democrat. And that has to be the message, because we cannot let this candidate get through the primary. We absolutely have to get my name out there. I can beat a Democrat. I can bring those swing voters. I can bring the independents. I can bring the soft Democrats. We've already seen that my opponent cannot do that, and did not, and was not able to do that. And the unfortunate thing is that people, because the Democrats already know who he is, and they do not fear him, because they've already beat him.
Sure.
And they don't know me. They do not know how to frame their argument, because I have so much life experience. I always say I've lived four different lifetimes in my short time on earth here. But sure. They will have to literally start from scratch to try.
Well, let me ask you this question. As a conservative Republican, and many of my radio family members are as well, when we hear you say, I have the ability in the general election to reach independents, moderates, soft Democrats, yourself politically on the political spectrum, are you more conservative, more in the center, common sense? You're going to listen to both sides of the aisle. Why do you feel that you can get those independents and moderate soft Democrats more so than Rogers, unless you lean that way and you talk their talk? Just give us a flavor as to how do you plan to accomplish that.
So I'm guided by truth. I'm driven to serve, and I'm answerable to the people of Michigan. And that means the Lord Jesus Christ is the first foundation of my life. And the second one is the Constitution of the United States. We have the winning message. And as conservatives, Republicans, that's just American. That is American. We have gotten so far off the rails of a constitutional republic. And so when I can bring them over, truth is that the division is the leadership, the legacy media. The division isn't everyday people. I'm around everyday people all the time. They are rational, common sense people. The division that wants to be perpetuated on our country is so deep into where the benefit comes, the agendas, the where the money, source the money. The everyday people aren't divided like that. Yes, you've got fringe on both sides, but the everyday people know that what we talk about as Americans, as conservatives, as Republicans, smaller government, free, you know, borders, strong borders, making sure that people that totally disrespected our country and came in here illegally should go back to their country. Those are not radical ideas. Those are ideas for everyday people. And we've got to get away from labeling them because they want to have, they want to come to us. They want to be part of the American dream. And they realize that they're, you know, this idea that, you know, putting boys in girls' locker rooms and having all of these, instead of merit-based jobs, be it based on the color of their skin or their income, you know, or lack of income, that's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We have the winning message. We know what it takes to get America back to the American dream. And that means being able to afford a house. That means being able to afford, you know, not having to decide between eggs and meat. That means making sure that our most vulnerable young girls are not subjected to this crazy, you know, gender identity and fluidity craziness. So the everyday person, Randy, truly gets that. And right, that's what I mean. We are principled people. We stand, like I said, and I stand strongly, you know, by what our country was built on. And I've seen it in other countries. It does not work. Socialism is dead.
Now, let me ask you this question. Mike Rogers last cycle refused to participate in any debates, any candidate forums, with all the other field of people that are running out there, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Mike Hoover, you know, there was many folks that were running for that primary election as a Republican. What do you feel you and your staff, your campaign staff, can do to basically get Mike Rogers to get on a debate stage with you?
Well, once I get on the ballot, so this is the other thing. So the state of Michigan requires 15,000 minimum, 30,000 maximum signatures to actually get on the ballot. Once I get on the ballot, so any help you and your listeners can do to actually get my name out there, get signatures, and we can definitely send them petitions. We've got regional directors in that area up there, so we can get petitions to them. We can mail them petitions. They can go on my website, which is, I know you're going to ask later, but they can go on my website and they can sign up and just say we want petitions. So definitely, once we get on the ballot and we have our petitions locked in, he absolutely has no choice but to debate me, and I cannot wait.
What is your campaign website?
On my initials, Trucker Randy, Genevieve Peters Scott. What are my initials?
GPS.
You got it. And it's GPS because I am the right direction for Michigan. And my website is gpsforsenate.com. And it has a nice little video on there from my upbringing in Detroit and lots of information. I've got bills that I've already written to hit the ground running about an election integrity and making sure we only have one day of elections for federal elections. I've got a program in there that I want to start and model in Michigan about getting our kids starting in middle school, building things and getting advanced training.
Okay. Well, I hate to cut you off, but we're up against a hard break. The website again, very slowly, please.
GPSforsenate.com.
And is that F-O-R or the number four?
F-O-R.
Very good. GPSforsenate.com. Genevieve Peters Scott, we greatly appreciate you coming on the show for our first interview, and I'll send you a podcast to this, and you can blast it out. Good luck, and we'll stay in touch.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy, Trucker Randy, for everything you're doing for America. God bless you, and God bless your listeners.